Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Boy, do I like saying that. We're going to have a great show for you tonight. We're trying to even talk a little louder on our new microphones, so I really hope you hear me. And we've got some exciting things going on for the 27th of December. And believe you me, I kind of like that. You're really going to enjoy this show. We're talking about honor, and this is going to be an amazing show. We've got some talent that is totally different, unique, and has a voice like none other. You haven't heard anyone speak like this gentleman except somebody that was very prominent, and he's going to do a rendition of a speech that all of us remember. But this young man is from Gary, Indiana, and he does the recitement of a famous person that you're all going to enjoy. So before we get to that, I've got to send some shouts out to the Kansas City Fire Department. I guess the whole fire department in Kansas City, Missouri. And to the Memphis City Fire Department. We can't leave them out. And to the city government of Denver, Colorado. I guess all these people are tuning into our show because I'm constantly getting emails that say, Don, we really enjoy your show. We lock it in on our time, and we're coming to you 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I think we're 6 o'clock Mountain and 5 o'clock Pacific. But, I mean, I am so thrilled to see our ratings go up, and our listenership grows almost close to 1,000 people a week. Tonight's show is supported by the First Citizens Bank in Dyersburg, Tennessee, and all of their branches, and a big shout-out to my niece, Adrian, and her husband, and her family. And I spent a really nice day yesterday with them. I mean, we laughed, joked, talked about a lot of things. But you know what was amazing? I called myself not keeping any money on me. And, of course, I usually use credit cards and my check cashing card and things like that. So I'm driving along the road thinking I've got everything covered, and I run into this toll. Now, I got a ticket before in Florida, so I said, I'm not going to get one. So I parked the car in front of the toll booth, put the flashers on. I walk a block and a half to a gas station that's not even open. It's under construction. So I'm like, oh, man. So I walk up to this guy that's in one of the trucks. He's a supervisor. And I say, listen, I'm stuck on the road, and I need to get a dollar because it's 91 cents. So he says, sure, no problem. Where are you stuck at? I said, on the toll road, but I don't want to go through because I don't want a ticket. So he says, well, I'll give you a dollar. Is that all you need? And I say, sure. Then he says, wait a minute. Are you a Christian? I say, yeah, I'm a Christian, and I would have been anything at that time to get this dollar. So he says, well, since you're a Christian, I'll give you another dollar. And I said, okay, thank you. So I walk back to my car, get in, turn the flashers off, drive up to the toll booth thing, and throw my $2 change in. It says thank you, and I get on out of there, right? So I really enjoyed the time with my niece, hugging her, got pictures of her and everything, had a great talk. When I'm leaving, my older brother gives me a dollar. I get back in my car and go back down to the toll road, but this time it's not 90 cents to get back to where I'm going. It's $3.85. So I get out of my car again, go over to the state trooper's car, tell him I need some kind of pass to get through. He says, well, I think we got something we could give you. So I'm talking to him. He says, just don't walk too fast up on the toll booth. So I go back to the toll booth, talk to the toll guy. He says, well, I just have to give you a slip, but you got to pay it online. I said, okay. So I walk back to my car. When I pull up to the toll booth, he said, this must be your lucky day because there was a lady in front of you who said, he seems like a nice guy, and he told her what had happened. She paid my $3.85, dropped it in the bucket, and said, Merry Christmas. So I said Merry Christmas to him, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, which is what we're celebrating, got back in my car, and I've learned my lesson. Stop riding around without some change in your car for the toll booths. But that was just amazing. We're going to celebrate Kwanzaa today. It's a Happy Kwanzaa. I think it's the second day of Kwanzaa. And today's word is Kujachagulia. I guess that's what you say it as. It's called self-determination, to define, name, create, and speak for ourselves. So you're going to enjoy our show on honor. I'm going to get all set up, and I'm looking forward to my call coming in at 7:20. He's a great young man. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we're going to talk about honor, and I'm going to play a special track by Handel. And I got to tell you, I heard my granddaughter and her choir perform this, and man, you talking about exciting. I think you're going to really enjoy it. But let's take this quick PSA. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and if you want to tune in, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can email me, like most of you do, at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com.
Overactive bladder affects approximately 1 in 6 Americans, yet only 40% seek treatment. The condition causes a sudden urge to urinate. As you get older, the chances of experiencing overactive bladder increase. OAB can affect your daily lifestyle, causing depression, emotional distress, and sleep disturbance. I'm Representative Patty Ballock from Illinois. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, encourages you to learn the symptoms of OAB. They include feeling a strong urge to urinate, involuntary loss of urine, urinating 8 or more times in a day, and awakening 2 or more times to urinate. Treatment options are available. Don't be afraid to seek medical help. The condition is more common than you think. Talk with your healthcare provider if you experience any of these symptoms. To learn more about overactive bladder, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy, I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart, no way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body, go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And we're talking about the power of the word honor. Now, honor is an extraordinary word of feeling. Our show examines the importance of this word in our daily life. Our unparalleled insight and depth that you can offer to the image of who you are and what you will remember for your honor, because honor is your key to set in motion your everlasting reputation in your lifetime. Now, there's a quote that I really love by Maggie Walker. Actually, it's Maggie Lena Walker. And the quote was done in 1904. Eternal vigilance is the price of success. Because people are always talking about success, and they're also always talking about honor. And they're saying, why don't we have that same drive that we had years ago? Well, the most important thing that we left out of life today is teaching young people and getting the older ones to remember what honor really means. Honor is one of your keys that will keep you balanced, that will make you think about the things you do, how you do them, and the types of things you say to people. So when you understand that, and we always tell our audience to look these words up, honor in a dictionary is a promise or engagement made with or confirmed by a pledge of one's honor for its fulfillment, honesty, fairness, or integrity in one's belief and actions. Sometimes you could call it a man of honor, a source of credit or distinction, to be a honor to one's family. Honor also covers high respect, as for worth, merit, or rank, to be held in honor. Such respect manifested, a memorial in honor of the dead, high public esteem, fame, glory. So when you think about the word honor, once you develop that, and I really started looking at that when I was younger, and I saw all these movies about knights and just royal people that actually some had really great honor, some had no honor at all. But I noticed that for the ones that had honor, they were willing to go the distance for what they believed in. Well, when you actually get that honor in place in your life, like on my cell phone, I actually have the wallpaper of my great-grandfather and great-grandmother. And I'm so proud of that picture being on my cell phone. So when we talk about honor, I felt I was duty-bound to leave something great in honor of my parents because they were great parents for me, and they went through a lot. Well, when you use honor in your life, when you actually get to that point where you want to honor your mate, where you want to honor somebody that you care about, whether you want to honor the job you do, that will take you to a whole new level, and you won't have poor self-esteem. You won't be suffering from constantly saying, I can hope I can do something, because that honor inside you, that honor-bound idea, will take you to a whole new level. Now, let's look at honor for a minute. Remember, I'm at the toll booth, but I just didn't want a ticket, and I didn't want that on my record, and I didn't want it on my license plate. So I felt the honorable thing to do was to park the car and either go get some change so I could pay the toll without going through it. And then I ran into a person who felt like since I asked him and I was respectful, I paid honor to him by him sitting in his car and asking him, excuse me, sir, can I get your help on something I'm dealing with? And right away, he responded in a positive sense. Now, a lot of times we brush that word off. We say, well, man, I got honor. And we used to always hear the phrase, honor among thieves. But what they're saying is that as bad as they are, they tried to have some honor between each other. Now, I'm not going to tell you that that always means that that's going to end up being the greatest thing in the world for you. What I am telling you, though, if you adopt that philosophy to be an honorable person, if you listen to a lot of the Asian movies, their philosophy is that they have to have honor. I remember going to a Somalian dinner. They honor the oldest person in the room, and I hated the fact that I was the oldest person. But they had to wait until I got served before they could eat. And so the honorable thing to do was to say, if you're the oldest person in the room, we have to wait to honor you. Now, if you go back in our culture, when we used to do the family dinners on Sunday, and we had the elders is what we called them, we gave them honor by coming by, celebrating a meal with them. The honorable thing that we did was to pay attention to our family. When we start putting other people's pictures before our own, it's nothing wrong with having President Barack Obama. It's nothing wrong with having a picture of Martin Luther King and all the great people that I think about. But when you ask yourself, when you walk into your living rooms, when your children walk into your living rooms, when your children come into wherever you are and they don't see a huge picture of the people that started your generation, then that means you're not paying honor to them. And you owe them more than just a T-shirt. You owe the young lady that's going to be in your life that family ring. Those are the things that make honor, and they're honor bound. So you're not as quick to dishonor that because you have honor in your head. You know that if you get an honorable grade in school, you're going to basically pass. That's why they have the honor roll. Honor plays such a big role, and when we tie those words in, you'll go into 2014 thinking, how can I be an honorable man? How can I be an honorable woman? How can I make sure that the guy I'm in love with or like or see, I'm treating him with a lot of honor and respect? We talk about that all the time. Honor is supporting each other, getting involved in what we do. When we went out yesterday to the restaurant to eat and they wanted to go to a White Castle's, I felt honor-bound to say, you know what, since everybody's here and we're enjoying the day, let me pay for everything. It had nothing to do with anybody asking. It had nothing to do with anybody saying, what should we do? I felt honored to be in the presence of my older brother. So I flash back to the Somalian incident, and I say, well, since he's the oldest, let me take care of that. So when you think about honor, if we put more of that back into our communities, where a young African-American female can walk through her community at 2 o'clock in the morning if she feels like it, we won't be judging them because we'll be honor-bound. When a young man can decide that he wants to go in any community he wants to go to, and no matter what he wears, society will honor the fact that that's his choice. And we have to honor that so that we don't bother him. I think the one thing that we could teach young people, and I met this young man who's 9 years old. He talks like he's 40. I think he's the nephew of my brother's wife. And talking to this young man, he had so much honor for me. He was like, well, I have to call you Mr. Don. And they asked him if I could stay. And he said, sure, he could spend the night at our house because we got enough room. So his father said, well, are you going to give him your bed? And he said, well, no, I'm not going to give him my bed because we got enough beds in the house. But teaching him that honor, I got a chance to talk to him. I want you to reflect on your own life and see how much honor you give something. Now, there's a song that was done by Handel. And back in the day when Handel was a composer, he did a song called Gloria Patri. And what it is, it says, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. And at the end of the song, they say, amen. Now, of course, it's in Latin. And, of course, it sounds operatic, but what they're talking about are these words. And we're going to play a little portion of that. Well, actually, we're going to play the whole thing because I love it. I'm always buying new CDs, and I try to support different things. So we're going to get involved in this Gloria, and that's the name of it. So it's a heck of a tune. I really like it. I play it a lot. I've introduced it to a few friends of mine who like it. And I'm telling you, when you hear the music, it's going to be different for you tonight. But you're going to learn to appreciate it because we usually play Handel's Messiah during Christmas time. But this time we're going to play Gloria, which is Glory Patri, which is honor to God. So why don't we give a listen to this, and I'll be right back after this plays, and we'll talk more about this fantastic gentleman that's going to call on my show.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I really like that. I was like, I play it all the time. Oh, man, and when I saw my, like, granddaughter sing that, I was outdone. I think we have our guy on the phone, Mr. Troy Thomas, and he does a rendition of Martin Luther King like nobody else. Troy, are you online with us?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Troy, I'm doing good. How's it going in Gary, Indiana?
Gary, Indiana, buddy.
I like that. You know, Troy, I'm telling you, my radio audience has been kind of like listening to different things we play. We always talk about different avenues and different talents. And, you know, you and I started talking over a year ago, and I was
right.
So impressed when I heard you do Martin Luther King's rendition to I Have a Dream. And I played it for a few friends of mine in Texas and some other cities, and they just did not believe that it was you doing this. And I said, well, I'm telling you, man, we're now selling his CDs. They can get them on my website at www.dsmpublications.net. Just hit the music tracks section, and you'll find his CDs. Or you could email me, and I'll send your names to Troy, and he can get those CDs out to you. But I think, you know, what the audience is going to be so amazed at is hearing you do this. The speech of King, and that's what honor is about, honoring somebody that was truly great in our community. But when they hear you do this rendition, they are going to be shocked. So I need for you to hold on the phone for us. Don't go nowhere. And I'm going to play your rendition of the King speech. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to you about Gary, what you're doing, and try to get people to really go out and say, you know what, this guy needs to be in our city saying this rendition of what King said, because he sounds so phenomenal. And when we pay honor to somebody, we need to listen to the people who can actually keep delivering us, just like we get people who do the renditions of Shakespeare and everybody else, then we need to honor what you do. Hey, Troy, I want you to hang with us, and we're going to play your rendition of you doing the King speech. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are up to, I just got a signal from my producer, we're up to 9,525 listeners. I mean, this thing is growing. So I want this 9,000 people to listen to this rendition. And don't forget now, listen closely, because this is not King. This is actually the gentleman on my phone named Troy. So, Troy, hang in there with us. Hold on while we play your rendition.
Okay.
The Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro finds himself in exile in his own land. So we come here today, dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signed the promissory note of whichever American was to fall heir. That note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, be guaranteed an inalienable right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has departed on this promissory note insofar as our citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a back check. A check which has come back marked insufficient funds. And we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. And we refuse to believe that there are more insufficient funds than the great vaults of this nation. So we come to cast this check. A check that will give us upon the richest demands of freedom and the security of justice. and drug of botulism. Now is the time to make real the premises of democracy. Now is the time to lift our nation capital to the solid path of racial injustice, to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. I say to you today, my friends, it's not even known. We face the difficulty of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day that this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Not all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day, that all the red hills of Georgia, the sons of the former slaves and the sons of the former slave owners, will may be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, would be transformed into oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that one day that my four little children will one day in the nation will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the color of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists and with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day that every valley shall be exalted, that every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places shall be made plain, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the God of the Lord shall be revealed as all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith which I go back to the south with. And with this faith, we'll be able to hear the mountains of despair, a stone of hope. With this faith, we'll be able to transform the genuine discourse of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we'll be able to work together, to pray together, to strive together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day, this will be the day when all of God's children will sing of new meaning. My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, thee I sing. Land of thy fathers, thy land of thy pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring of America's to be a great nation. This must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the hiding Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the SoCal Rockets of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the country's parts of California. Not only that, let freedom ring from strong mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain in Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and more hill in Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring when it happens. We allow to let freedom ring. And when will it ring from every village, from every hamlet, from every state, and every city? We will be able to
Wow, Troy, you know what? That is truly amazing.
Well, thanks, Troy, again, for that excellent rendition of the Martin Luther King speech, because the words he spoke are still relevant today as it was approximately 40-some years ago when Reverend Martin Luther King first made that speech.
Well, Troy, let me ask you this. You started doing the rendition of King when you were 11 years old?
Yes. I started doing that at 11 years old, and I think I was in the fifth grade, and the teachers were, you know, I was not paying attention in class, so everybody thought I was stupid. So I was on punishment, and I heard this resounding voice over the, I think it was on Channel 9 News at the time. And it was so powerful that it captured me, and it's been with me ever since.
Well, I'm telling you, man, when your mom first played, when she told me you could do the rendition, and, you know, you hear a lot of people say, okay, yeah, you could do the King speech. She said, you got to hear this. And when she played that DVD, man, my mouth fell open. And then when I called my best friend in Texas, Sharon, I said, Sharon, I'm not going to even tell you. Listen to this on the phone. And she said, you got to be kidding. That's got to be King. I said, no, that's Troy. And I want people to think about where they can have you come and say this, what cities you can get to. And I want everybody to think about getting that CD because King's birthday is coming up. And you should be out there being booked. I had talked to some friends of mine at the Civil Rights Museum, and I don't see the reason why you're not there doing the King holiday. I definitely don't understand. Now, has the King family heard you do this?
Well, we've had three members of the King family. Coretta was in 05. She came to Westside High School. I said it there. 1998, I believe, Dr. King's oldest son, Martin Luther King III, was at a church. That was 1998, and his youngest daughter was at the IUN campus, but I never said it for her.
Okay.
So it's actually,
I remember looking at the pictures of you. Now, you did this for the governor of Indiana, though, right? They had you come down and speak at one of the King celebrations?
Yes. That was at the Rotunda at the Indiana State in Indianapolis.
Okay, Indianapolis, Indiana. Yeah, I stayed there for a while, man. I mean, like I said, I do a lot of things on my shows always, and I don't call talent new. We just need to get them more out there because you're not new if you've been doing this since you've been 11 years old. I just think the world needs to know that there's somebody out there paying attention to the honor of this great man. And you sound so much like him. I mean, I've talked to my engineers, I've talked to my assistants, and everybody says the same thing. I mean, Don, are you sure this is Troy? And I'm like, yeah, listening to you, it's so powerful, man. Every time I hear it, I have to sit down and just look at it. And that's why I'm so thrilled about trying to get somewhere with this when you're doing Black History Month and just letting young people know that they can take their talent, look at somebody else's life, and record that. We should have speeches by a lot of our great people. But for you to nail that, and I do mean nail it, where it sounds like King, identical. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, when I play it, it sounds like he's King is sitting right there. And when I saw the video you guys did with the inserts of King moving through it and you speaking, and didn't see the audience stand up and give you a standing ovation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's truly honor, man. And Gary needs to recognize that they have someone like you. They've already had other greats come from Gary, Indiana. But I think we need to really talk to the mayor, see how come we can't get that out there even more so, because that was just unusual. That was just fantastic to hear you say that. Have you done any of the other speeches by King or his books?
Well, I had just made a trip to Michigan doing a rendition of the Birmingham City Jail. That was not too long ago, maybe this past 2 weeks. And I did the rendition of the Birmingham, just little excerpts. And I have done other speeches when I was a lot younger, but I haven't done them in a while. But, you know, if I look at it, and then I can read it and be able to get on tech with what I was doing.
Wow. Well, man, my email board is lighting up. I'm about to read some of them emails later. It looks like people really like what you're doing with the King's speech. But, you know, to have a young man in our community that can do this kind of thing, like I said, and I know my friend in Texas, she's already, you know, listened to it, heard it, and that's why I'm glad you're on my show tonight. I called and said, make sure that my guy gets on my show, because when we're talking about honor, it's good to play music, it's good to talk about some other things, but if we're going to highlight Handel, if we're going to highlight composers and music, because they're singing about honor and God, you can't ask for a greater rendition than what you just did for King and have it on CD. So I want people to go to my website, start ordering that, and, you know, let me know if you want to get it directly from Troy. I can make sure you get it, but I'm going to get a couple of them from you so we can send them out, because I think that people need to be aware that young talent, they're doing so much, and maybe we could even get this thing to maybe Queen Latifah or something, or somebody that can have you out there on a real national level and get you to say this thing, because like I said, when I heard it, I was touched, deeply touched, and everything doesn't touch me. I'm usually like, yeah, right. And
you know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. You also know that this is just the event for Black History Month. It should be annual. You see what I'm saying? Every part of life, this should be a part of everyone, because at the same time, you have people that are still yearning for freedom in other places. You see what I'm saying? And they have to go through that same walk that we had too.
Well, I think you're correct. That's why I say what I like about my show, it's being heard in Africa. It's being heard all over the place. The Internet opened a door that people could really get involved. And I've got some loyal listeners that I'm going to send this to. So I'm going to get a couple of the CDs from you. I got a couple now, but I want to get a couple of more, especially for Black History Month. I want to get those out there for you. So, you know, we need to talk about pricing and how we can really push this thing, because I'm telling you, to me, we can take the time to play Nicki Minaj or somebody else. We can take the time to play your CD along with all the others. And especially, it doesn't have to just be Black History Month. This should be played whenever we feel like listening to something inspirational. I think it's an inspirational CD more than it is just a Black History CD. Because King was inspirational to so many others. And we need to look at that. Troy, we're going to take a quick PSA. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more to you and see what's going on with that Gary, Indiana place. And we're going to see how we can do some things to get you out there. But right now, we're going to listen to a stroke commercial by the Chicago Hot Dogs.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And I want everybody to make sure they check their cholesterol, because it's a lot of us out there that are not going to make it tomorrow if we don't check it. I know I check mine every day, and, man, I just ate some White Castle burgers, about six of them. So I know I got high cholesterol. But listen, man, you are a great talent. You're a great credit to our race. And I hate to sound so cliche-ish, but I think it's time that we even shown people, how do we get somebody to study that? Because you do it without a script, right? I mean, you're not reading the words, or you just memorized them?
I memorized them.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Now, that's something to remember. I remember going to school, and we couldn't graduate junior high school unless we memorized the preamble. And for you to memorize King's speech, I could see why the governor had you come down there, especially in Indianapolis, and other cities need to have you come there, man. This is just fantastic. So have you been to the house where the Jackson Five live in Indiana, Gary?
Yes, I have. It's on 2300 Jackson Street.
Okay, is that far from where you live or what?
No, matter of fact, it's you can go down Broadway and hop over the intersection, and then it's not too far from there.
Yeah, it would probably be good if somebody, like I said, we write the mayor and see if you could give the speech in front of the Jackson Five's house. I think that would get a lot of people to say, man, I mean, because isn't their school like right behind their house or the school they went to?
Yes, it's a historic Gary High School called Roosevelt, Gary Roosevelt. That's one of the most historic schools in Gary.
Okay, we got to do more to get you out there, man. This is just phenomenal to have you on the show. So what would you like to tell the audience? Because I can talk till I'm blue in the face.
Well, I'm very multi-talented. I don't only do King speeches and stuff like that. I sing also.
Get out of here. I didn't know you sing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know. I try to sing. I really try hard. I was trying some of that opera stuff, and they were like, my neighbor bammed on the door and said, nah, get a real job.
Oh, man. Yeah, I try to do what God tells me to do, you know, try to be in spirit, in tune with what's going on.
Man, that is really good. You're a good steward. Well, I didn't know you could sing, though, man. Dag. So what do you sing, baritone or tenor or what?
I tell you what. Baritone, bass.
Okay.
What they say I sound like is a little Teddy Pendergrass and Barry White.
Oh, man, I know the women are like that, a little Barry White, dad.
Man.
You can sing them baby blues, and I used to do a little Barry White, too, baby, come on, baby, baby.
Oh, man.
But unfortunately, they say, nah, leave Barry alone, nah. You just sing some Smokey Robinson or something. But, man, that's interesting that you sound like that. We're going to have you on the show more often, man. But I want people to go to my website. Or you could email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. Now, Troy, do you have an email they can reach you, or you don't have an email? What's going on with that?
They can reach me at TroyPThomas@yahoo.com.
Okay, TroyPThomas@yahoo.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that. Troy P. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, right?
Yes.
@yahoo.com. Man, I'm telling you, you're a fascinating guy. And I got 12 more minutes on my show, so this is really – I'm excited about this, man. You have just really gave me some ideas just talking to you, how we could do some promotions and really get this CD maybe out there and try to really, really promote that, because I'm telling you, I don't think anybody's heard anybody in this country do that speech better than you. I'd be willing to bet $50 that I haven't heard anybody else do it as close as that. So that's unique, man. So are you going to stay in Gary, or what's going to happen now?
Well, right now is a time for it's like my life is a changeover, so I'm trying to get things on the right track.
I'm proud of you too, man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm going to school right now, trying to work in the medical field and see where that takes me. Outside of that, I still try to maintain balance with my abilities to speak and get that out to people.
Yeah, well, we got to get you out there, man, and do some other things. Listen, Troy, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. I enjoyed hearing that speech. And like I said, I'm going to get some of those CDs from you. So, you know, after the show, I'll give you a buzz and we can talk about pricing. And I do want to get some of those from you. Black History Month need those. I can send them out. And I'm going to get them to a couple other people and see what we could do, man, because you deserve to be promoted because you got talent. And it's as simple as that. And that's what I tell people. I look for talented people, and I seem to run into them every day. I even run into people giving me $2 to get back through a toll that I should have had some money in my car in the first darn place. But anyway, man, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. I'm going to get in touch with you soon so we could do that. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Troy Thomas, who does a rendition of the Martin Luther King speech like nobody else. Hey, Troy, thanks for calling in, man. If you want to keep listening to the show, feel free, and I got to get ready to play this other track by somebody that's out of Detroit, Michigan, that I've been saying I'm going to play her song for the longest time and used to play it a while, so I want to get to that. But I've enjoyed having you on my show, man. You have a good weekend, too.
And you, too, and have a blessed new year.
All right. Thanks a lot, Troy.
Uh-huh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to this next song. It's by a young lady named Penny Wells, and we've got 10 more minutes into my show, and we're going to talk a little bit more about honor when I come back after this Penny Wells on her album called Shine. It was done a little while ago. I actually featured her on one of my shows called Soft Nights, Soft Moods, and it was a great song, and it fits into being encouraged by your female counterpart. I mean, the words, I want you to listen to them, because the words are fantastic, and this young lady can really, really sing, like all the young ladies that come on my show. I mean, I just had the best singers in the world.
In the midst of all that's wrong, when it seems all hope is gone, in your world, when you hold your head down low, you don't know which way to go, you can always rest assured that I'm on your side. No matter how the enemy will try to bring you down, there's only one thing you should know. If you know nothing else, know that my love will be yours today. Today, my love will be yours today. You might find some of those dreams weren't as close as they seemed, and now you're in despair. If you turn around, you'll see that I'll catch you, don't worry. You know I truly care. I'm always here with you. No matter what you do, I'll always pick you up. There's only one thing you should know. If you know nothing else, know that my love will be yours today. Today, my love will be yours today. Turn around to see, and he I'll be your friend when you are weak. I'll be your ever in love.
today, my love will be your today.
Man, now that was Penny Wells on a track called Shine, and you can get all of these on CD Baby. Just type in PENNYWELLS, and that's Penny Wells. And I'm telling you, all the young ladies that come on my show can really, really, really sing. I mean, it's just amazing, the talent. And she's from the Michigan area. So, again, we get a strong, diverse mix. But I'm telling you, a jazz club, that's going to be one of my next investments within 2 years. Because if I get a jazz club, man, you can come down and hear all these great people that I have on my show. And the thing is, the music's so versatile. I like that. And matter of fact, I like me. So you know I like that. And I'm just thinking about that guy sitting in that truck when I asked him for that dollar. I said, man, I hope I don't look like a homeless person out here saying, can you give me a dollar? I'll work for food or whatever. But wasn't even that kind of case. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We got 4 more minutes into the show, and as I tell you all the time, my show zips by. I don't know where this hour goes, but we're talking about the word honor, and I want you to think about that, like we talk about it all the time. We want you to think about where that comes from. How deep inside of you do you have your own honor? You know, sincerity ties into the word honor. And there's so many other words that tie into that. And it's always providing you with some tools to talk about your own self-worth. Matter of fact, that's what Kwanzaa is about today. Self-enlightenment, self-worth, building your own self-esteem up. You do not have to walk around this world letting anybody tell you what your faith is in God, what you should be doing, how you should live your life. As long as you're following the wisdom keys and treating people fairly, you will find a lot more happiness thinking about that. And you don't have to keep letting people tell you you're going to get there and we hope you get there and we're going to pray that you get there tomorrow. You're already headed in that direction. 2014 is going to be here, and you are going to have a brand new January 1 because you're going to leave all of the nonsense alone in 2013. It's going to be gone. It's going to be over with. So I want you to get those dictionaries out and look up that word honor and place that as one of your words that's going to be added to your vocabulary. And when you're talking to some people, just ask them sometimes, say, you know, how much honor do you have in something? And they're going to look at you like, how much honor do I have in something? Yeah, how much honor do you have in honoring yourself to get a better health, honoring yourself to eat better, honoring your body, which is your temple, honoring that to keep it healthy so that your brain functions. So honor is a big thing. And you may say, well, I don't have that, but you do. And honoring the fact that you're different. Everybody's not going through the door the same way. Everybody's going through the door a little bit different. So to me, you got to do what you got to do, be who you need to be, but think about those things. I'm going to play my girl before we leave, because I just got to play her on my show. Amaryllis is doing a song called No Me Do Por Vencende. I almost got it, and I didn't need Rosetta Stone. I'm not going to get her. But anyway, I'm going to get ready to end my show. It's been a blast being here, and as I always say before I leave, I hate when she comes in my ear and tells me 90 seconds. I want you to enjoy life because that's all you have. And keep some change in your car for those toll booths because they may give you a ticket. They might not let you get through. And you may not find some good Samaritans to give you that kind of thing. So let's play my girl from Philly. She's special to me. So let me play her track and say, have a good weekend.
Dormida que puede despertarse con apenas solo un ruido cuando menos te lo esperas, cuando menos lo imagino, sé que un día no me aguanto y voy y te miro y te lo digo a los gritos y te te ríes y me tomas por una loca.